star sprinter they've been looking for to join his sire in Sebring. I think these studs are always keen to find the best son that they can stand at stud alongside their super sires, and Sebring obviously has been on a great roll lately, and Cepedo aiming to sort of step into those big shoes into the future.
And there's one that's, you know, all these international stallions. Tell us a little one that's come through, well, I guess the whole family of Coolmore, haven't they?
Well, that's right, Churchill. I mean, we know the influence of Saddler's World, you know, the sons of High Chaparral, Montjure, of course, Galileo. Now, this is the son of Galileo Churchill. He was, the difference with him is he was a speedy two-year-old. He was a top two-year-old, a champion two-year-old. And then he went on and he won the English and the Irish 2000 Guineas. So he's a really interesting horse for Coolmore. And yeah, as you say, the culmination of so many generations of breeding they've done. His mother was a super filly, and his grandmother, a Group 1 winning filly. And also she was second to Choisir at Royal Ascot. So fabulous family behind Churchill, and he'll match up beautifully with all those Dane Hill Line mares out there.
Now, the Thoroughbred Breeders New South Wales group, Caroline, they've got something pretty massive going on this Saturday.
Well, that's right. Look, this is part of the ATC have kindly allowed TBNSW into the director's room for the director's lunch. It is the TBNSW awards for the champion sire, champion broodmare of New South Wales, and all the other awards. They're taking place between the first couple of races at Randwick, but we do have some tables and some seats available, $240 per person, and you get to see Winx. So if you don't have a set place to go and sit and watch Winx in particular in the other great races on the day, come and join TBNSW, $240 a ticket or a table of 10 for $2,000. And you can find that info on tbnsw.com.au. So Thoroughbred Breeders New South Wales with the awards and a few seats available, as I said, if you want to come out and have a great day of racing.
Yeah, gee, they'll be snapped up pretty promptly.
Later
today, the Australian Turf Club will have a vote for a new chairman and chair. And a part of the committee is one of the stories on Bred to Win tonight.
Well, that's right, yes. Julia Ritchie, she's a very popular horse owner and breeder. She is, of course, the daughter of Bill Ritchie. We know the Bill Ritchie Stakes are still run every year. But Julia talks about why she really fell in love with racing. A lot of people are born into families that are racing and breeding families, and they actually, you know, they don't really get that passion. But Julia certainly has that, and as you say, she is a director with the ATC as well, so she'll be very much involved in that action this afternoon, looking at what's happening with the new chairman and all the other positions there. But Julia Ritchie on the horse who really made her fall in love with racing and breeding, and of course led her to race, and now she's breeding to horses such as the superstar Golden Slipper winner Vancouver.
All right, and a quick mention, the two-year-olds, the first Sydney two-year-old trials are on in 6 days' time at Randwick, and they'll be fully covered on Sky Thoroughbred Central, so a lot more info on that over the next week, but on Monday, those two-year-old trials. What time is Bred to Win on tonight?
We're on 9 o'clock this evening, so Sky Thoroughbred Central, Channel 528, and you can see, of course, racingnewsouthwales.com.au. And yes, looking forward to those two-year-old trials. We've already seen Rubik, who's one of the first season sires at Coolmore, with a trial winner. We've had a handful of odd two-year-old trials, but really looking forward to Monday. And so many of these first season sires, you know, a lot of nervous people hoping that they can really gallop well come their first trial day on Monday.
For sure. Good on you, Caroline. We'll watch tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thanks very much for that, Andrew.
Good on you. Caroline Ceci there from Bred to Win on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 9 tonight. That is the news hour of Racing HQ. My mail is coming through that we are going to get some sort of an announcement from the Australian Turf Club on their slot over the next few hours. As I said at the start, there had to be some work done on the jockey situation, but just maybe that has been done. But stand by, we should get news today on the slot in the Everest for the Australian Turf Club. After our news break, it'll be the full preview for Tamworth Racing.
Good morning, Jono Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A mother has been arrested after her son was stabbed to death on the New South Wales South Coast. A 27-year-old man was found with a stab wound to his chest when police arrived at a home at Sanctuary Point about 9:20 last night. Residents on the east coast of the US are being told to brace themselves for the worst as Hurricane Florence gathers intensity, now being upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, but some predictions say it may reach Category 5. And the Perth father, charged over the deaths of his three children, wife and mother-in-law, stayed in the family home for several days after they were killed, according to police. In sports news, Sydney Roosters fullback James Tedesco was crowned the best player from the New South Wales Blues, earning his maiden Brad Fittler medal. Tennis and the Women's Tennis Association have backed Serena Williams' claims of sexist double standards in the sport, following her controversial penalty for calling umpire Carlos Ramos a thief. And Australian cricket will take a big step forward into the Justin Langer era this week when selectors name their test squad for next month's series against Pakistan in the UAE. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring. And lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's Factory Outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, Fancy the Race is a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear? And here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from September 16th to 18th, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can measure you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With one tailored suit and two shirts from just $450. Book an appointment now at signaturebespoke.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And at 10 past 10, we've got racing today at Tamworth. Lindsay Bone joins me. Morning, Lindsay.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good. What sort of a day is it?
Nice day, beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. It's supposed to get about 26 degrees today, they tell me, so it should be a great day. Race on a good four, mate, and the rail's out just 2 metres from the 1,000 to the 300. So, yeah, we had a bit of rain last week, so the track's come up all right, so it should be good.
How much did you get last week, Lindsay?
Over 7 to 9 day period, we got nearly 21 mil. It was good, yeah.
Right, so and close on an inch almost.
A bit more poking around next week, hopefully, so we'll see how we go.
Beautiful. All right, yep. Let's hope so. Well, a good day today, and Gary Howley's going to find all the winners for us.
I'm sure Gary will.
Good on you, Lindsay. Have a top day.
Catch you later, bye.
Lindsay Bone there at Tamworth. The man is going to find the winners, Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, it's a very, very good program today at Tamworth. 8 races, pretty big fields. Delightful day in the northwest. Going to get to about 23 of 24. Had a bit of rain in the last week, but it's dried right out. It's a good four with a little bit of give in it. So that is the perfect track for today's race meeting. Let's see if we can find a winner.
All right, now the first number one, Drogon, is 41. Two, the Mont, $3.40. 3 out, four, Night Talker, 19. Number five, Partner, 151. Six, Redabelle, 101. 7 out, eight, Hey Dude, 14. Number nine is a Hurricane, 26. 10, Have Not, 7. 11, Little Miss Nick, is 420. 12, Pleasure Bomb, 21. 13, Power Rush, $2.17. 14, Stiletto, 101. Favorite here, number 13, Power Rush, at $2.70.
In the first, I like them 13, 11, 2 and 8. I think Chris Lee to win the first two. This one is number 13, Power Rush. She's a power filly who has had two recent trials at Newcastle, one on the Beaumont track, or one at Gosford and one at Newcastle. She won a trial on the Beaumont track on the 20th of August and went well. And then she went to Gosford, set outside the leader in a trial there, and Andrew Gibbons only niggled at her in the straight, and Glamorama run her down. Glamorama goes pretty good. Run her down and beat her about half a length. Got a lot in her favour today. She's got barrier one. Andrew Gibbons will ride her. And that barrier around Tamworth, and the fact that you should, be on the speed, or she should be on the speed, I think makes her the winner. Number 11, Little Miss Nick. I think of a stretch the other day. Might have been at Musselbrook Sunday to run here. I'm third on debut at Newcastle back on the 23rd of June. On Crackneck, the winner goes really good. Only got beat 2 lengths, got back, hit the line hard, then had one more run at Musselbrook. And it was ridden upside down when it led up there and got beat about 4.5 lengths. In a recent barrier trial, it led to the turn. In that run at Musselbrook, it led to the turn, headed at the top of the straight and faded late. But nice and fresh today. I think it'll sprint very well. Its second pick, Who the Mont, was with Pat Webster. First run now for Cody Morgan. Has some ability. Did run second at Hawkesbury, not beaten far, beaten at length by All Hours back on the 15th of July. That'd give it a chance. And number 8, Hey Dude's Cry, wasn't too bad. 13, 11, 2, and 8.
Righto, race 2, 1 out. Number 2, Jack's Creek, 19. 3, Louisiana Man, 750. 4 is out. 5, Red Letter Rosie, 151. Number 6, Herzegovia, is $2.50. 7 out. 8, as you say, 101. Number 9, Blinkin' Fantastic, 151. 10, Benui, 151. 11, Lefabish, 823. 12, Mud Wasp, 16. 13, Skillset, 151. 14, Think Free, 2 even. 15, Ticket to LA, 81. Number 16, Sation, is 41. 17, Ballybrack, 26, 18 out. Favourite at 2 even. Number 14, Think Free.
Race 2, 14, 6, 3 and 2. This is my best bet of the day. Another Chris Lee's trained filly, number 14, Think Free. Owned by Australian Bloodstock. Lovely filly by So You Think. After a couple of really good trials, Chris sent it at Taree for her debut on the 17th of August. She got beat about 2.5 lengths. However, she got back midfield on the rail, Robert Thompson rode her. She got steadied at 600 on the heels. And in the straight, she was coming quick. And she went to go between the horse in front and the eventual winner, her stablemate, Tartufo Bianco. And the gap closed. And she got cut out. Robert had to grab hold of her. And she lost valuable ground there. I don't know whether she would have beat the winner, but she would have went mighty close. With that run under her belt, Barrier 1 round Tamworth, up to 1,400 today, from 1,250 to 1,400. That's what she wants. I thought she was the best bet of the day. Race 2, number 14, Think Free. Number 6 is my second pick. Herzegovina. It's going all right, this horse. Trained by Stephen Jones up there at Scone. Its last run was at Newcastle on the 25th of August. And it run third in that maiden to that outstanding youngster of John Singleton's, Girl Tuesday. Or she's not a youngster now. She's a four-year-old mare, but that was her first race start. She is very good. And this horse, I think, will beat 2.8 lengths there at Newcastle. Prior to that, it run fourth at Scone. Its second pick in the race. Number 2, Jack's Creek. Came off a good third at Scone with a disappointing run, I thought, although it had no cover on the leader's heels at Gunnedah the other day, but it didn't give much of the straight. May get a better run today, and if it does, it could run a place. And number 3, Louisiana Man for Craig Martin. Drawn an awkward alley, but its last start, third at Tamworth here, was good enough to give it a place chance. So the numbers there are 14, a good thing to beat, 6, 2 and 3.
I know the third one out, number 2, Maui Princess, 230. 3, Precognition, is 101. Number 4, Nardini Song, 650. 5 out. 6, Autumn Ridge, 650. 7, Bird of the Field, 11. Number 8, Little Jeffrey, 15. 9, Southern Strategy, 21. 10, Brighter Days, 41. 11 out. 12, Sweet Love, 7. Number 13, Kodachi, 14. 14, One Last Crown, 151. 15, Pig and Whistle, 14. 16 out. Favourite, $2.30. Number 2, Maui Princess.
Race 3, I like them, 2, 13, 12 and 4. Well, if she puts the best foot forward, she's too good for these number 2, Maui Princess. She was originally trained by Gay and Adrian. She ran, 3 placings from 6 starts for those, for Gay and Adrian. Ran third one day at Canterbury. Ran a good placing, I think it was, one day at Gosford. She just got beat. Now, after a run at Kembla in Feb, she was transferred to Cody Morgan. And the other day at Tamworth, she got a mile back. She's, I've seen her race a bit closer than that. And I think you'll find she'll race a bit closer today. But Jake Hull rode her, and he took her back. And she travelled nicely. But she raced a bit green under pressure in the straight. And then she got hampered a little at 100. She rocketed to the line, even though she got beat over 5 lengths. She must have given the leader 10 coming to the turn. and she made up a ton of ground. I think she'll win today. The extra 100 metres in her favour, got a good barrier. 13, Kadachi, very hard to beat. Found the line well from way back on a heavy 10. Dubbo the other day when it runs second. It's a good odds. It'll run a race. Number 12, Sweet Love. First starter for Arrowfield. Paul trains it, of course. Dundee Philly. Out of Shani Rose. Gee, it's spread to be good. It's had about four trials. Run second in a recent Gosford trial. It's had good speed. Pulled on well at the end. Was only just beaten. And number 4, Nardini Song. Couple of seconds last time in, and then resumed at Tamworth, at Scone, and was disappointing, and then trialled all right at Tamworth. 2, 13, 12, and 4.
Race 4, 1 Black Sold, 151, 2 Delete, 11, number 3 Little Owl, $8, 4 Mananga Tang, 360, 5 Revere, 5, 6 Dagger Up, 10, 7 Thompson River, 51, 8 Blazing Issue, 310, 9 Out, 10 Being Bitten, 126, 11 Lucky Starlet, 26, 12 on your Rosie, 14. 13, Command Presence, 51. 14, Miss Hanson, 151. 15, Shivari, 101. 16 out. $3.10. Favourite is number 8, Blazing Issue.
Straight 4. My numbers here are 8, 5, 3, and 2. I like Blazing Issue. Johnny Ramsey's got it. He stretched it somewhere the other day. I think it might have been Musselbrook on Sunday. He's bred by his dad on the... Taronga stud on their stud up there at Scone. And Stewie Ramsey owns the three-year-old, and John trains it. It raced, won a race at Dubbo back in March, and then it ran fourth in the Wellington Boot, and then it went to Randwick in the Champagne and got beat a long way, was outclassed there. Had a spell, resumed at Musselbrook recently. Only got beat 1.7 by Ruble, who goes pretty good. It was slow out, seventh in a field of 11 of the home turn, and chased home pretty good. Got a good barrier, good jockey, Rand Buckley. I think it'll win today. Number 5, Revere, going well for Stephen Jones. It bolted in first up, or it hit the line hard to win him, principally first up at Tamworth back in June. Failed at Musselbrook, and then it run third at Gunnedah the other day. Got that midfield on the rail. Lost a fence at the home turn and really chased hard the last 200. It'll run okay. Got barrier one. It's going to get a lovely run. Number 3, Little Al, and with a two-start back for Alan Denham. Greg Ryan Ride, third pick. And number 2, Delete. He broke his maiden at the Scone on the 10th of August. And then the other day, he was just average at Gunnedah. But here on his home track, he'll do better. 8, 5, 3, and 2.
Race 5, now 1 Melted Moments, $8, 2 Pippi's Pride, $5.50, 3 Dustman, $8.50, 4 New Endeavour, $5.50, 5 Hamoon Bridge, $2.40, 6 Bouteroo, $8, 7 Royal Villa, $9.50, 8 Assurity, $26, 9 and 10 out. Favourite $2.40, number 5, Hamoon Bridge.
Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. I've put them 5, 4, 2 and 1. This one be a furlong the other day out the west. Hamoon Bridge. Flint London's got it at Dubbo. Serge Lisney rode it on a heavy 9 at Dubbo on the 27th of August. And it won by 7 lengths. It led in a good tempo. It run them off their legs. Pulled out early and mid-race. Led by 4 on the home turn and won by 7. Andrew Gibbons rides today. It was a close second prior to that run at Crindye. And the way that she went out there, I think she'll be too good for them. The only proviso is she goes as well on the good as she did on the heavy, but she has won 2 races on good tracks. On top, number 5, Hamoon Bridge. Number 4, New Endeavour. Always a chance in a race like this. Good winner at Scone 3 starts back. Then run 2nd at Taree at the Carnival. And then run 4th at Taree to Editor's last start. Got beat a length of 3/4. Tried a tart out in the straight. Number 2, Pippi's Pride. It's been a bit of money for this. Trained at Musselbrook by Steve Gleeson. It ran 3rd at Gilgandra in the Collie Cup last start. Got beat about 2 lengths. Got back midfield. Ran on very, very well. And number 1, Melted Moments. Runner-up in the Moree Cup to Elgitem just recently. Only beaten a length. Got Matt Worston midfield. Hit the line hard. Good Scone winner over the mile. Three starts back. Got a heap of weight. 61.5, no claim. And I reckon it'll run all right. 5, 4, 2, and 1.
Right, race 6 now, 1 Epic Event is 8.50, 2 Cosmic Rain, 3.60, 3 Military Duke, 18, 4 Another Plan, 21, 5 Aletta, $6, number 6 Ruble is 3.40, 7 Jaffite, 6, 8 Out, 9 Magic Benetton, $8, number 10 Purist, 34, and 11 Aquila, 34, favourite 3.40, number 6 Ruble in race 6.
Race 6, my numbers here are 6, 2, 1 and 5, Ruble, well, put its best foot forward to win at Musselbrook last start and won impressively. It was running fifth in a field of 11 to the home turn and ran on better than the others to get up and beat Lips and Lashes. Greg Ryan rode it. Now, Andrew Gibbons is riding it today. Andrew was on it one day at Cessna, and that's the day that Ruble went through the fence, and that's the day Andrew broke a bone in his foot. And he was out for some months after that. So the mare owes him one. I don't think he's been on her since in her subsequent 5 or 6 starts. She's won 2 races, and he gets back on today. As I said, the Musselbrook win was good. She ran fourth at Gosford, only beaten a length of Miss Celebration, 3 runs back, and that filly at Darryl Ryan goes very well. She overcomes the 10 alley. I think she can win. 2 Cosmic Rain, 3rd run back, ready to run a big race here. Run 2nd behind Little Red Shoes, 1st up at the Brook, got beat 2, and then went to Rose Hill for a highway. Was on the speed, run at 2nd, outside the leader at the top of the straight, and blundered at the 150. Got beat about 4.9 in that highway behind Common Purpose. I reckon it'll run a race today. Number 1 Epic Event, fitter for the 1st up run last start here. Went at Lead. Ended up getting beat a length. It'll run better. Barrier 1, it'll be on the speed. And number 5, Arletta for Sue Grill. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
Race 7, 1 Brotherly Secret, 19. 2 Barricade, 23. 3 Under the Thumb, $2.10. 4 Skyscraper, 6. 5 Delahoya, 4.60. 6 Fast Tycoon, 10. 7 Hellaroo, 6.50. 8 Dan Roy, 19. And 9 Caesars goes to 151. Favourite 3 Under the Thumb, $2.10.
Race 7, 3rd leg of the quaddy, 3, 5, 4, and 1. Keen on Under the Thumb here. Now, I can tell you, Sean, that yesterday a punter had a 1,000 each way Under the Thumb at $51 to win the Kosciuszko. Hasn't even got a slot yet, but will probably get one, particularly if it wins today. $51 in the all-in market with tab.com.au. The punters at 1,000 each way for the Kosciuszko. Look, it was a good thing beaten the other day at Warwick Farm. No fault of the rider. Huey Boven put it in the perfect spot, just behind the leader on the fence. And what often happens, mate, sometimes you get the run and sometimes you don't. And he has not seeing daylight at any stage for the last 20 metres or so. Huey couldn't move on it. Sue Grills told me Huey said it should have won. Comes back to a weaker class today. Has got Barrier 5, lovely barrier, Greg Ryan on it. It'll be, you know, pretty short odds, as you said, but it should get the money. Number 5, 2nd pick, Delahoya, went very good first up at Crindivey on Princess Patton. Hit the front at the 150, was only beaten on the line, nailed late. He loves the track here where he's trained Delahoya. He's won 3 out of 4 with a placing, and he's raced in very good company in previous preparations. Now, Delahoya's stablemate, Sky Scraper, number 4, is going very well. It's my 3rd pick, run 3rd of the Moree Cup the other day, won at Crindivey and Tamworth. Going back in June, July, 1-2 on the trot. It's a horse that races on the speed. J. Cole rides again today, and I give it a big hope. Number 1, Brotherly Secret. Well, he's coming back from the 1,400 of the Moree Cup, as is Skyscraper. They took him on up there, Brotherly Secret. He likes to lead on his own, and he had no peace, and you can forget the run. He's got a bit of speed. Got 1.5 off of Louise Day, carried 59.5. She rode him when he folded in at Gunnedah, 2 runs back, leading all the way. So he's my fourth pick. 3, 5, 4, and 1.
But the last one, Sister Joy, 4.40. 2, Here Come the Drums, 8.50. 3, Late Return, 8.50. 4, Good Grab, 21. 5, Young Wee, 23. 6, Looking Alive, 4.80. 7 out. 8, Billy Bandy, $7. 9 out. 10, Not a Princess, 7. 11, King Solomon, 15. 12, Mrs. Wicked Nikki is 15. 13, Our Magic Girl, 19. 14, Lots of Diamonds, 81. And 15, Raheem Lady, 26. Favourite, the Toppy, 1, Sister Joy, $4.40.
Last of the day. 6, 1, 2, and 8. I'm with Looking Alive. I thought the horse went too hard up front last start, and that was here at Tamworth. It ended up running fourth behind Social. The winner goes really good, but beat 2.5 lengths. After setting a quick pace, it was headed at the 175. It's got good form at Tamworth. Peter Graham goes on board today. And it's got very good speed. It likes to lead. As long as it don't go too hard, I think it'll be very hard to run down here. Sister Joy, the top weight, 4 kilos off for young Reese Jones. Carry 56.5. Going well. 2 placings lately at Musselbrook and Quirindi. She'll run okay. 3rd pick in the race is number 2. Here Come the Drums. Come from a mile back to win here on the 9th of June. Oh, no, that was the 9th of July, at 1 year of the 9th of June. Just a bit ordinary the other day. It was a clear last early in the race at Scone. I don't know what happened there. Ended up getting beat 6 lengths. It should, as long as it's not, it does get way back. As long as he don't get it back as far as he did at Scone, he could run a place. And number 8, Billy Bandier. Connie Gregg's got this horse. I saw it win at Quirindi a couple of runs back. And then it went to Dubbo the other day and fought on well on that heavy 8 and ended up running 3rd in the race. 6, 1, 2, and 8.
Righto,
best bet. Race 2, number 14, Think Free. That's my best bet. Race 2, number 14. And I think Under the Thumb's a good thing too. So I'll make it a special. Race 7 number 3. I'll make it a special as well. And if I had to find another one, it'd be race 1, number 13. But we'll just settle on the 2. Under the Thumb, race 7, number 3. And early in the day, race 2, number 14, which is Think Free. Now, what I've done with the quadrilla today, firstly, rate 5. I've put 4 legs in, 4 horses in, 5, 4, 2, and 1. Secondly, race 6, 6, 2, 1. Stood out under the thumb, race 7, number 3. And race 8, 6, 1, 2, and 8. A good surface, magnificent day, very, very good meeting, country meeting. And I think we'll find a few winners, sure. Now, before I leave you, a very exciting week in Newcastle. It's Newcastle Cup week. I think it's the only provincial club in New South Wales that has 4 Group 1 races on the one day. They've got 4 Group 3 races, should I say, on the one day. The Newcastle Cup, sponsored by Sharp Electronics, over the 2300.